never give up. I am a fighter.
Welcome back to the Stu Peters Show. I'm Paul Harrell, filling in for Stu. So satanic propaganda is all over America today. And with each passing day, major corporations are getting more and more comfortable with the idea of simply selling demonic propaganda in their stores aimed at the depraved and the dull-witted. The big example recently is Target, which has flooded its stores with bizarre LGBTQ apparel like transgender tuck-friendly swimsuits aimed at minors. And by the way, we believe in honesty and clarity here. So a lot of places shy away from explaining what a tuck-friendly swimsuit is, so we'll help you out. It's a swimsuit which is supposed to look like one for women, which is designed so that male-to-female transgenders can tuck their penises away in order to help with their sex fetish for pretending to be a woman. So yeah, you can buy that at Target now. There are reports that Target is scrambling to cut these products after a public backlash, but the truth is, we all know this will come back as soon as Target and its army of internal woke gangsters think the coast is clear. The only fix, to be honest, is to keep boycotting Target until they actually go into serious decline, but that's tough, and it almost feels hopeless singling them out. I mean, this kind of thing is everywhere now. Bud Light hires some monstrously young woman to do their ads, and they hire tranny freak show Dylan Mulvaney as an influencer. The Los Angeles Dodgers go from having a devout Christian radio announcer to inviting public sex show freaks to perform for Pride Month. And Disney, I mean, Disney's family-friendly parks are now as gay as it gets. It's everywhere. And a lot of the time, it's so suffocating, it's difficult to deal with. But we must always be confident in Christ's final victory over the forces of darkness. And to help remind us of that, we're joined by longtime friend of the Stu Peters program, Pastor Mark Burns. Pastor Burns, welcome back to Stu Peters Show.
So happy to be here. Always an honor to be here. Always. You guys tell the real truth.
That's exactly right. So where were you when you found out that Target had rolled out an LGBT ensemble for toddlers and teenagers?
You know, I'm just blown away by that, the hypocrisy and the evil and the blank disrespect to Christians that Target has allowed in their stores. I'm calling out the army of God to rise up like never before. I'm here right now, here at Turning Point USA Pastor Summit here in Nashville, Tennessee. And there are thousands of pastors, men and women of God that are here, that are all declaring the same thing. We want to rise up like never before, just like we shut down Lil Nas X Nike shoes, those demonic, satanic blood shoes. I'm calling for the body of Christ to shut down Target and to make sure that they never, ever sell any kind of satanic, evil, debauchery that comes from the gates of hell. I'm sure you guys have covered it, how they are partnered with a satanic designer by the name of Eric. I think he's a he-she trans. I'm not quite sure, gender fluid, not quite sure what identity or evil this person goes by. And yes, it is evil. It is evil. All right, there are two genders. God made man out of men, out of a man's rib. He created woman for the man. He created woman for the man. Let me be very clear, just so all of the haters in the back can hear me. God created woman, man, with a womb for the man. You understand that? Right, but now they've created their own gods. They're creating their own ideologies. Deuteronomy 18 and 9 says, Deuteronomy, Leviticus 19, Leviticus 20, Acts 16, all of these scriptures emphasize how we should not engage in practices such as witchcraft and sorcery and mediums and spiritualists and fortune tellers. All of these scriptures tell us to stay away from the divination, right? But yet Target is blatantly partnering themselves with the satanic guy from London who is creating LGBT designer clothing, tub-friendly swimwear, right? Even though Target tried to take it back. No, we know the truth, right? These shirts that have pentagrams. Do you know how many people have died with a blood-marked pentagram marked on the wall because they said Satan told them to take a hammer and bash out somebody's brains? You hear what I'm telling you? But yet Target is okay with allowing this evil to come into the stores. Listen, body of Christ, and you hear me, and you hear me clearly. The Bible says in Exodus 20, 3 and 6, that there should be no other God before me. God made it very clear. And you hear the passion in my heart.
Yes.
So this is 911. This is a 911 cry, and they are trying to, and you know what? They're not even trying to hide it anymore. They are blatantly coming after the body of Christ, and they're trying to normalize evil. They're trying to normalize the transgender movement, pushing these puberty blockers onto children. That should be an illegal crime, and those people should be thrown into jail for child endangerment.
Mm-hmm. And when we've seen this, and I'm so glad that you are so passionate about it, and I really appreciate you quoting scripture, because that really is how we find our way out of this, through the Word of God, because it is inerrant and it is the truth. And in this world of lies, we desperately need to know what God says about it. It's not about what you and I think, it's about what God thinks. Yeah. We have been on this slippery slope, Pastor Burns, for a very long time. And at first it was gay marriage. Hey, they just want to get married. Hey, stay out of our bedroom. But now, it's not only satanic, blatant Satanism, which, by the way, that was a conspiracy theory, right? That the world is run by open Satanists, you know, who just get the rest of the planet to think that atheism is the way, but they are not atheists. But now they're going after our kids, and it is trying to normalize. Their goal is to normalize pedophilia. That's the new goal,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yes, they tried to get us to make it okay for grown men to sexually sodomize minority children. We got to call it for what it is. To sexually sodomize minority children. And they also are doing it on the internet. They're doing it through TikTok. They're doing it through all of these social media platforms. Why is it that China is teaching their children how to build rockets and create algorithms, while we in America are teaching our children that it's okay to change your sex at the age of 3 and 4 and 5? It is an active invasion, and we are sitting back letting it happen. The body of Christ is sitting back and letting it happen. This is Revelations. This is the book of Revelations being played out. My brother, they are grooming us for the Antichrist. They are grooming us for the rise of the Antichrist, because we no longer need the great God I am, the God that America used to fear, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one true God through the Son of Jesus Christ and the sacrificial lamb. No, we are now our own gods, and they are teaching this to our children. This is why I'm going to say something very controversial. This is going to be very controversial. But the Stu Peter Show is used to controversy. This is the fact why mainstream America pushed women to start going to work. I may have just lost my ever desire to run for office, and because they're going to come back and use this over and over and over again. But let me be true. Because the moment that women started to go to work and create their own careers is the moment that the homes begin to suffer. Because it's a psychological play. It's not a conspiracy theory. The more women are working, the double the taxes in America, right? You understand that? Now you don't just got men working and paying taxes. You got women working and paying taxes. But that means who are watching the children? The schools are watching the children. Who controls the schools? The governments are controlling the schools. And so now they are raising our children. This is their plan all along, that they are indoctrinating our children, moving them away from God, take prayer out of the schools, take singing Christmas songs out of the schools, take Easter out of the schools, and indoctrinate them now with LGBTQ leftists who are now pledging allegiance to the gay flag and not the flag of the United States of America.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's the equivalent. You mentioned the feminist movement. It was also funded by the CIA. The CIA funded magazines, feminist magazines, that started this. And you're exactly right. They wanted to double the tax base. And now we have an economy that's really not built for a biblical worldview, because it's very difficult for many people, most people, to support a family with only one income. But I know that's a lot of people are sacrificing to make sure that happens, so their parents, so their mom can stay home with their kids, and the wife can stay home and be a nurturer and nest, if you will.
And I want to be clear, I'm not talking about those mothers who have to be mom and dad, for those punk men that are not doing their job, those weak men that are not doing their jobs as fathers, as husbands. I'm not talking to those women that got to be both man and woman in the home because of weak, deadbeat dads who are not being fathers and protectors to their children. There's a lot of women out there who wish they could all they do stay home. Take your kids out of public schools immediately and put them into private Christian schools or Christian ideology schools that are teaching real message of Jesus Christ, like repentance. If a school is not teaching repentance, pull them out immediately. I don't care if they call themselves Christians. They got to be teaching
That's
repentance.
Right. I mean, you know, what they're doing to our kids right now is indoctrinating them with all of this rainbow rhetoric, LGBTQ, you know, rainbow Gestapo type stuff. And if the situation were reversed and we were baptizing kids at schools and not telling their parents, keeping it a secret, they would rightfully be upset because we would be violating their rights as parents. Now, Pastor Burns, you are at the Turning Point USA Pastors Conference. And what I would like to know is Christian nationalism, right? It's a term that's being thrown around. They're going to label, if you vote and you believe in Jesus Christ, then we're all going to be labeled Christian nationalists. I actually think it's a good term that we need to embrace. What are your thoughts on the term and the goal of getting our public life to reflect the character of God?
We cannot make America great again until we have a great American revival, period, right? You got to understand how this nation was founded, right? The Catholic Church was beheading and killing Protestants or protesters in England. They got tired of getting their heads chopped off and burning at the stake. So they left England and came to America to practice the Lord Jesus Christ, the one true God, to worship God however you want to worship the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And that was the birthing of the greatest nation in the world we call the United States of America. And out of that came the Black Road Regiment, the founding fathers, the framers of the Constitution of the United States of America, that we have the right to practice our God without any impeding from the federal government. This nation was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. Everybody knows this. Everybody understands that's why America was founded. And so for us to get to the point today in 2023 to begin to create the idea, and not just begin because we've been doing it, but allowing ideologies to believe that America is a great nation without God. America is a great nation where God is not the center of the fabric of the nation. The devil is a liar. We are no longer America. We're some other country. That's why the borders are open wide open. This is why we're having illegals coming in to vote. And this is why ideologies from other nations are coming, because we've lost our identity because the body of Christ are not opening up their mouths and preaching the saith the Lord. You're worried about the government coming after you, but let them come after me. Though you slay me, yet will I trust you, because I have the power of the Almighty God at my side. Yes, this nation should be. God should be at the center of every fabric of this nation. How can Iran do this and get away with it? How can Iraq do this and get away with this? How can other nations who understand the identity of the nation, right? If we are a nation, we have sovereignties. We have ideologies that makes us a nation. We're not a group of separate states. We are the United States of America with one constitution, with one law. And this nation was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. So if Iran can say, yes, we are a Muslim nation, and they have the right to do so, we in America, because we were founded on Christian principles, should have a right to declare we are a Christian nation. That doesn't mean we don't allow other people to serve their gods or their religion, but you don't have a right to tell us we can't. And right now, we've got to go out to target like never before.
That's right. Amen, Pastor Mark Burns. We really appreciate it. And we will continue to use your insight and your wisdom as we fight this satanic agenda and the paganization of America and the world. Thank you so much for coming on the Stu Peters Show.
Hey, go Donald Trump. Trump 24. That's my guy. That's my man. He's going to win 2024. There's but one man that's going to help lead this nation back to God as the president of the United States of America. That's Donald J. Trump.
All right, folks, Stu Peters Show coming back in just a moment.
Look around at what's going on right now. Banks are collapsing all over the place. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. They say taxpayers won't pay. They say that other banks will pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? They'll probably raise your bank fees like they always do. And if the Fed steps in, you'll likely also be paying an inflation tax. In times like this, storing all of your money in a bank may be very risky, as we have seen. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Protect your wealth with gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now. Call 855-706-GOLD to learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD. Preparing for an imminent food crisis is just good advice. Obviously, there are supply chain disruptions manufactured intentionally. Obviously, the food source has been contaminated and poisoned. So having the food for the imminent upcoming famine is probably very important. HeavensHarvest.com, that's where they come in. Go to HeavensHarvest.com. You can get real food, not just fake rice and beans and flour and nasty garbage. Actual real food that tastes good with all of the appropriate protein. There's a $100 bucket over there right now. You get big discounts, by the way, if you use the code StuPeters10 when you check out. 10% off plus free shipping at HeavensHarvest.com. Oh, and also, yes, this is something that you need to think about. Being self-sufficient. Heirloom seeds also available at HeavensHarvest.com. So now you can grow and harvest the same things that your great-grandparents did. Live off the land. Be self-sufficient. Heirloom seeds and buckets of food available right now. Go to HeavensHarvest.com. Again, HeavensHarvest.com. Did you know that over 50 million adults right here in the United States suffer with sleep issues every day? If that's you, you're not alone. Sleep is the cornerstone for better health. Plus, people can't properly combat stress and anxiety. These numbers are directly correlated to this one. 75% of Americans suffer a magnesium deficiency, which helps you to combat stress and get better sleep. Magnesium Breakthrough has the 7 most critical types of magnesium all in one pill. Go to magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters. magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters.
Hello and welcome to the Stu Peters Show. I'm Paul Harrell, filling in for Stu. So this program has long been a supporter of VDARE as a fellow ally against a regime determined to crush dissenting voices. And when it comes to voices that have hung around for ages despite relentless efforts to silence them completely, it's hard to top VDARE. VDARE was founded nearly a quarter century ago by veteran journalist Peter Brimelow. Peter had a distinguished career covering business, but his career went in a different direction, a very different direction, with his 1992 National Review cover story, Time to Rethink Immigration, which eventually became his best-selling book, Alien Nation, Common Sense About America's Immigration Disaster. In 1999, Peter launched VDARE.com to advance three basic common sense principles. First, that America is a real country. with its own historic people, values, and culture. It's not just some melting pot. Second, demographics are destiny, so it matters what kind of people live in America. We aren't all blank slates. And finally, America has a culture that is worthy of defense rather than being drowned forever under the torrent called diversity. VDare's views are all common sense, but our ruling regime believes in anything but, so they've tried to make the site and anybody who associates with it into pariahs for its entire history. And now, having failed at that, the left prefers to snuff them out entirely. Taking out VDare has become a hobby of sorts for New York's radically left-wing and radically corrupt Attorney General Letitia James. James has launched a sweeping legal offensive that aims to suppress the VDare website, seize control of the VDare Foundation that supports it, and even expropriate the site's headquarters at the Berkeley Springs Castle in West Virginia. You can't blame New York for looking at ways to seize some more real estate. After all, they need more places to stuff the 600-plus illegal immigrants they're taking in literally every day. If you want to support VDare, as they're being targeted by the New York Attorney General, if you want to support them in their fight, just visit VDare.com/donate. That's VDare.com/donate. Peter Brimelow joins us now. Peter, welcome to the Stu Peter Show.
Thank you so much, Paul.
I'm so glad that you could join us. So tell us, how did this all start? When did you first find out that you were being targeted by the Attorney General for the state of New York?
Oh, about a year ago, last year. The VDare Foundation is registered in New York State. That's because more than 20 years ago, the lawyer, the volunteer lawyer who set up for us happened to be barred in New York State. And we were always aware that this, once we saw what Letitia James was doing to Trump and to the National Rifle Association, we realized that at some point she might come after us. We found out because they subpoenaed Facebook. They tried to get our records, the records of our relationship with Facebook last year, and then subsequently subpoenaed us. It hasn't gone beyond that. They're not accusing anything. They just keep demanding more and more documents. But of course, it's immensely expensive and difficult to produce these documents because we have to redact them because we want to protect the names of our donors and so on. In fact, one of the things she's doing now is demanding the names of. We have a lot of anonymous writers for obvious reasons. They don't want to be doxxed. It's actually the biggest change in 20 odd years of VDare is that most people now write anonymously. Well, she wants the names. Of course, there's no regulatory reason whatever for her to have the names. She's just demanding them. And so we're fighting on that, and we filed in federal court saying that it's quite clear this is just harassment and it's a violation of our First Amendment rights.
Okay, so essentially what you're saying is there's no charges yet or anything. This is just an investigation, a form of lawfare that's right. Essentially designed to waste your valuable financial resources.
Right. I mean, for example, they want all of our emails. Going back 20 years, and there are hundreds of thousands, probably millions of emails, and we have to go through and redact them to make sure that nobody's doxxed or no confidential information is released. And that's an extremely expensive process, a difficult process. And they won't tell us why. They initially, in a conversation with our lawyers at one point, they claimed they were concerned about the purchase of the castle in 2020. But the castle is a completely legitimate purchase. We had lawyers looking at that. Precisely because we knew that Letitia James was out there and would at some point come against us. But they refused to meet with our lawyers to explain the transaction if they don't understand it. They just keep demanding more and more documents. And the New York courts have gone along with that, which is, you know, the truth is this is a completely lawless society. It's lawless from the point of view of the regulators, and you can't rely on judges to protect you, or at least New York State judges. I guess Trump is finding that out too.
He absolutely is. And, you know, Letitia James, this, you know, corrupt attorney general in New York, I mean, she ran her campaign essentially saying, I'm going to find some crime to charge Trump with. I'm going to go after him in some way. Right. And this, of course, before Alvin Bragg, the, you know, county attorney, the district attorney of Manhattan going right. after Trump. So you're right. We very much are a lawless society. And
she did the same with the NRA. I mean, she announced she was going to prosecute them before she even looked at the evidence. Mm-hmm. It's what the Soviet secret police used to say: "Show me the man, and I'll show you the crime." They just start looking through documents in order to try and find a crime.
You know, I've gone through a lot of your, you know, previous work that you've done over, you know, decades now.
Adding up. It's adding up.
And I'm telling you, it really is. It's so fascinating to see how right you were. Now, nobody took your advice, or at least people in authority didn't take your advice, or we wouldn't. I mean, I would even say we wouldn't be the lawless nation we are now, you know, had we, you know, took your advice a long time ago. I something fascinating that you said in a video, in an interview about where America was in the 1960s, and that there was a conscious effort made by our leaders to essentially that was the moment. In the 60s, we're not going to be a Switzerland. We are going to be a Brazil, I think is what you said.
Well, that's right. The key moment was the 65 Immigration Act, which really kicked off mass immigration after a lull of more than 40 years in which there's almost no immigration at all. In fact, in the 40s, there was negative immigration. People actually left the country on balance. And that was a very important thing because it allowed that pause allowed the first great wave, what we call the first great wave of immigration from 1880 to 1920, to assimilate. It was digested. And of course, you know, so what happened in the 20s was they cut off immigration. And that's what needs to be done again. Of course, I've been saying this since 92. But I have to say, you know, I mean, from our point of view, what Trump's immigration statement that he made on August 15th, 2015, it was perfect. I mean, he had all of the materials there. He wanted to reduce immigration until American wages started to increase, which, you know, they've actually been stagnant for more than 30 years since this immigrant influx started. So that was a great moment. Trump was a great election. The Trump election was a great election. But I mean, he just, and he did actually more than people realize, although he did it all by executive action. So of course, Biden could immediately undo it. Mm.
Yeah, I mean, what's going on right now at the border is absolutely treasonous. I mean, I've said it many times. I know Stu has said it as well. What's going on at the border is treason, essentially just allowing our nation to be overrun. Do we recover from this?
Well, Bill Russell, the longtime publisher of National Review, told me in 1975, after the fall of Vietnam, that confidentially he said the red flag is going to wave over the world. But we persevere because you never know what's going to happen next, and there are theological injunctions against despair. So we're kind of in the same stage. I mean, people don't realize how depressed the American conservative movement was in 1975 after Vietnam fell. We need a miracle, but the miracles happen quite often in politics. I mean, Trump happened, the Soviet Union collapsed. These are all things that nobody expected. What should be done now is first of all, an immigration moratorium. That's no net immigration for 50 years. But secondly, there should be an end to birthright citizenship. That's kind of like an internal war. These people that Biden administration is bringing in will have children who are under the current misinterpretation of federal law, that they're American citizens. That should be ended. It's been ended in most common law jurisdictions. Thirdly, we need massive deportation. Trump is onto this. He's talking about a mass deportation force. It doesn't necessarily mean they have to round lots of people up and throw them out. Relatively small numbers of people. You know, there was a similar crisis in the 1950s. And Eisenhower ended it in 18 months, just when what they called, in that uninhibited era, they called Operation Wetback. And they expelled about 100,000 people, but over 1.5 million just got the message and left. And that's what we should do again.
I mean, I think the audience, just listening to your wisdom here, knows why this corrupt attorney general out of New York is now targeting your organization. And is essentially trying to silence you and end all of the great work that you're doing. And it's not just your work now. As you mentioned earlier, there are now other contributors, people who know that, you know, VDare.com is a place where they can, you know, talk common sense immigration and, you know, immigration reform. So I want to focus, you know, before the interview is over, how dire is the situation right now? I mean, this investigation is costly. The idea I've heard many times is you may beat the charges, but you won't beat the ride. They are trying to essentially lean on your organization and collapse it without ever really filing any charges against you.
It's extremely serious, and part of the reason is that we're running out of money very quickly, and that's why we, in my article, you kind of referred to, I say that frankly, and I've asked for donations, and people are, thank God, giving this. You know, we have very low donors, and they're rallying around. We may get lucky. The federal court may strike this down completely. It's not impossible. This clearly is a violation of our First Amendment rights. But other than that, it's going to be like Stalingrad. It's going to be a very long, bitter struggle.
Well, yeah.
The other thing is that I think they're frightened. The regime is frightened. That's why they've done this crazy thing on the border. I mean, it's quite clearly impeachable. Biden should be impeached. It's not just even a question of treason, although it is treason. It's illegal for them to let people come into the country and not detain them. The law says they have to be detained. The government is not detaining them. So he's not upholding the law. It's an impeachable offense. I can't imagine what the Republicans are waiting for. They should have campaigned on impeaching Biden in 2022.
Yeah, on that, I mean, you know, you mentioned that Trump was very much out of nowhere, a good thing that happened, a miracle, if you will. Miracles are happening every day. But, I mean, the uniparty in this country, he was framed for treason, for trying to go against what the globalists want for this country.
Right. I mean, it was a coup. The intelligence agencies launched a coup with the cooperation of the mainstream media, which is also now monolithic in a way which it never was before. I'm afraid that's one of the downsides of the internet. They get to coordinate their talking points much more effectively than they used to. And of course, they are trying desperately to stamp out any kind of dissent, which is why I believe you've been driven off YouTube, haven't you? You were on YouTube at one point.
Yes, sir.
I mean, which is obviously much, you know, it's a heavy blow for a podcast not to be on YouTube. They're determined to eliminate all dissent. It's a communist coup. People think that communism is all about the, you know, labor theory of value and all that kind of thing. But it's not. It's actually about left-wing totalitarianism. Their response to an idea is to suppress it, an idea that they don't like. And it goes back to the French Revolution and the Jacobins. And these people are walking amongst us. But Letitia James is one of them. Left-wing totalitarians.
So do you think that we're essentially in the midst of a communist takeover, or the communists have essentially already taken over the United States of America?
Yeah, they've seized, you know, as I say, they're not communist in the sense that those of us who remember the Cold War used to think of it. They're not directed by the Soviet Union or anything. They are just a clique of left-wing totalitarians who are determined to suppress all opposition. I mean, polls show that Democrats, you know, during the Obama administration, quite suddenly switched sides. It's what they call it, the Great Awakening. Until then, Democrats had always been in favor of free speech and so on. But under Obama, they became against free speech. They now flat out say they're afraid of, in favor of censorship. And they don't have any qualms about it or even any questions about it. And that's why Tucker Carlson's been driven off the air and why they're going to eliminate any kind of dissent. As I say, I think they've taken enormous risk with this great influx on the borders. And I think the reason is they want to elect a new people before the Americans wake up and crack down on it. I mean, they were terribly frightened by Trump. They thought they weren't going to be able to finish their agenda of getting as many non-whites in the country as possible to vote for the Democrats. And so they just decided to go for broke and finish it all off in Biden's administration.
Yeah, you are exactly right. And, you know, on the left, what they used to be for free speech, they used to also be skeptical of what the government said. They used to be skeptical of what corporations said. And now everything the government says they believe, and everything these fascist corporations say they're for, and yet they still think they're fighting some machine. But they
you're right. Technically, it is close to fascism because under Mussolini, these corporation Italian companies weren't nationalized. They weren't controlled by the state, but they did what the state said. They were working in alliance with the state. So from a purely economic point of view, this is fascism rather than the government ownership of production, distribution, and exchange. But it is obviously leftist because, for example, it hates the nation state. And of course, it's profoundly anti-white. It's obvious these people are motivated by anti-white animals, and they just want to make sure whites go into minority and can't defend themselves, and which is why this poor Daniel Pennyfellow is being prosecuted.
That's right.
I mean, yeah. They're trying to make whites afraid to defend themselves. And of course, it's working.
Anti-whiteism. Overtly anti-Christian sentiments all across our country and really just the West and NATO. Peter Brimelow, thank you so much for your time. I want people to know that you guys are accepting donations and you need money to help you know, fight and these.
Now our donations are tax deductible. Of course, at some point, the IRS will come after us. We also have a conference coming up, by the way, at the castle, which is what it was designed for, in June. So you can email Lydia, who's my wife and the publisher and does all the work around here, and ask her for details.
All right. A lot of stuff going on. VDare.com/donate. Really appreciate. Great meeting you, Peter Brimelow. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Keep in touch, Tom.
All righty. Folks, Stu Peter Show coming back in just a moment.
Look around at what's going on right now. Banks are collapsing all over the place. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. They say taxpayers won't pay. They say that other banks will pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? They'll probably raise your bank fees like they always do. And if the Fed steps in, you'll likely also be paying an inflation tax. In times like this, storing all of your money in a bank may be very risky, as we have seen. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Protect your wealth with gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now. Call 855-706-GOLD to learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD. Christopher Keyes started the Vaccine Police. It was his calling to go and fight against these mandates and to try to save humanity. You might remember he stood before a school board and told every one of the members of that school board, I'm not only gonna sue the board and the district, but I'm gonna sue each one of you individually if you don't allow these masks to come off of these kids. He's leading the charge to take America back. He confronts corrupt corporations and fraud pharmacists through peaceful protests, providing supplements like IGF-1 and his pain and energy chips, and mobilizing activism to take down tyranny. Boots on the ground, energy, there is no force like Christopher Key. It's a force to be reckoned with, and that's because we are behind him, you are behind him. Stu Crew, please, if you have time, go to vaccine-police.com. If you have the means, when you go to vaccine-police.com, please donate $1, $10, $100, $1 million, whatever you have, it's for a great cause. Go to vaccine-police.com. Make sure that you tell them that Stu Peters sent you. Donate when you can. Go to vaccine-police.com.
You survived the first pandemic, but the elite have more planned.
We don't just need more money for vaccines for children. We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic. We have to think ahead.
The enemy is packing every shot with mRNA nanopoison, decimating immune systems, putting millions at risk of vaccine-induced genocide. Trust, the medicine that killed COVID. Real supplements that saved families. Dr. Zelenko saved millions with his patented early treatment protocol and now has the shield against hidden viruses. The Z-Stack protocol is your family's best chance at defeating the next bioweapon attack. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from our friend, Dr. Zelenko. A one-pill formula taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com. Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax, mass deception, America controlled by fear. Good news, there's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
So welcome back to the Stu Peters Show. I'm Paul Harrell filling in for Stu. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is mounting a run for the presidency, presenting himself as an alternative to Donald Trump. It was always going to be a long shot, even if DeSantis was the perfect candidate. Donald Trump is one of the most charismatic, entertaining politicians in world history. Ron DeSantis is very much not that. But as it happens, DeSantis also just isn't the perfect candidate he wants people to think he is. Let's start with the fact that DeSantis literally traveled to Israel, a foreign country, to sign a law rolling back freedom of speech in Florida, all to stamp out some nuisance anti-Semitic leaflets. DeSantis has backed red flag laws for guns. He has shown questionable strategic judgment as well. He went on a whole book tour acting like a presidential candidate, but since he wasn't officially running, he had to pretend he wasn't. And of course, when Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg came at Trump with an indictment instead of defending Trump from this ludicrous overreach, DeSantis just tried to stay out of it and threw in some sniping at Trump's personal life while he was at it. Gavin Mario Wax is a New York conservative activist and operative. He's the 76th president of the New York Young Republican Club, the oldest and largest young Republican club in the whole country. Gavin isn't just an advocate, but also has some real wins. Last year, he initiated a redistricting lawsuit that forced New York to redraw its district lines. And given it was New York where Republicans so drastically outperformed in last year's midterms, you could argue that Gavin's lawsuit is why there is a Republican majority in the House right now. Gavin Wax joins us now. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show, Gavin. Thanks so much for coming on.
It's great to be back. Thank you for having me.
So what do you make of all of this? What do you make of this announcement by DeSantis the other day on Twitter with Elon Musk?
This is a campaign in free fall. This is a campaign that is totally out of touch with reality. His polls continue to plummet. He's hitting some of the lowest numbers we've seen in the primary thus far during his shadow campaign. And this announcement was a total disaster. Putting the technical issues aside, which were certainly embarrassing, not only for the governor, but for Elon Musk, if you look at the actual substance of this discussion, it was a canned speech. He goes into some 10, 15 minute monologue without any room for breathing, talking about the same canned rhetoric that he's always used. There was nothing interesting. There was nothing dynamic. There was nothing cutting edge about it. And then he fields questions exclusively from supporters of his, known supporters of his. They give him softball questions. But he was a second. He was almost like a secondary actor in his own announcement. It seemed like both Elon Musk and Sachs had way more presence. Some of the people that were asking questions had way more presence and were far more interesting than Ron DeSantis himself. This is a candidate who's scared to face the voters. He does his announcement virtually behind a screen. You can't see his face. Everything was pre-rehearsed. Everything was canned. The questions, the answers, all orchestrated. It's just a sad state of affairs, and this campaign is going nowhere fast. He's throwing out his political future, and we're going to look at him as the Scott Walker, Tim Pawlenty of this cycle in a few months.
No, I think you're right. I mean, I know he's got billionaire backers behind him. I know he's basically trying to be a Bush 2.0. That's the way I see his candidacy. But I mean, it's going to be, we have Donald Trump on Instagram last night already just hammering DeSantis for the bad rollout as well. I mean, some really funny clips out there. And so this is going to certainly be an interesting primary, a season that's going to kick off. But I mean, I just wonder, can DeSantis really, truly, stand up to the attacks that are going to come, justifiably so, by the way? Can he really stand up to it from a guy whose base knows he was framed by the deep state for treason? And now you have DeSantis being backed by the people that just don't think that's a big deal. The man's term was essentially stolen because he was framed with the Russia collusion hoax. The deep state tried to essentially stop everything he was trying to do. And their uniparty, as in GOP establishment, you know, rhinos, they're perfectly okay with that. We should just forget about that and move on and back somebody like DeSantis.
Yeah, I don't know what the path or strategy is for Ron DeSantis to win this primary or even win a general. I'm becoming more convinced by the day that this entire campaign is simply an effort to waste money, divide the party, and make Trump weaker in the general election, because they all know Trump will inevitably win this primary, and he is the most electable candidate. That's backed by the only quantitative data we have, which is the polling. And yes, we are seeing a shift in messaging right now from the DeSimps, from the DeSantoids, whatever term you want to use, where they're trying to, their main line of attack against Trump is, oh, well, he lost to Biden, or he's a multi-time loser, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know how they're going to put that kind of messaging out, which runs totally contrary to the actual facts, and also expect to win over the much needed Trump base. This is the party of Trump, whether you want to accept it or not. Trump is well over 60% in most of these polls. His approval rating is even higher. And even the people that support DeSantis because they think he'd be a better candidate to fulfill Trumpism. So this is a Trump party through and through. And I don't understand how their path to winning the primary is to subtly attack Trump with these lines, like you just mentioned, how he can't win, or the election wasn't stolen, yada, yada, yada. So this is a campaign that really doesn't have its act together. It doesn't have a clear messaging or calm strategy. And it's being propped up by the same conservative ink grifters that were part of the Never Trump movement in 2016. This is neo-Never Trumpism. It's the same tired talking points. It's the same line of attacks. And in many cases, it's the same characters. We saw it was like a reunion of the Never Trumpers on this announcement, this failed announcement space last night. And who even watched this space? It certainly wasn't a Republican primary voter in Iowa. I don't think most Republican primary voters even know what Twitter spaces are. This is a campaign that's perpetually online that cannot even take an ounce of criticism, and they resort to using bot farms to prop up their messaging because otherwise it would fail in the free exchange of ideas. So that's the state of DeSantis. It's sad and it's faltering day by day.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned the, you know, them trying to put out that talking point that he's already lost, you know, to Biden once. That is, how is that? You're right. That's not going to resonate at all with the Republican primary voting base, because we don't believe that he was legitimately beaten. We think the election was rigged and stolen, and there's plenty of evidence out there. I mean, regardless of whether you just want to focus on mail-in ballots or you want to actually look at the machines that weren't supposed to connect to the internet but actually can connect to the internet, regardless of which way you look, people don't think it was fair or free. We saw what happened. We saw what happened with the votes dumping in Michigan and Wisconsin, and obviously what happened in Pennsylvania a week later, Fox News calling Arizona before they should have. We've seen it all, and we saw it with Carrie Lake and in 2022 as well. So it absolutely is laughable to think that one talking point is going to resonate with Republican primary voters. Now, let's talk about more indictments, because The witch hunt is not over. I mean, I believe they're going to indict the president again, maybe from the federal level, maybe out of Georgia, maybe something out of left field that we don't even know. But it's kind of an interesting quagmire, because every time he gets persecuted, whether it was the raid at Mar-a-Lago and the FBI, you know, the phony document scandal, or whether it is Alvin Bragg, you know, the county prosecutor up there, he gets more powerful politically. He becomes a living, breathing political martyr and actually goes up in the polls. But again, there is some reporting out there to suggest that the donors, DeSantis people and other candidates are telling the big Republican donors, hey, don't worry, he's going to get indicted again and he won't get the nomination, he won't run, so give me some money, trust me, you want to trust me. So isn't it kind of a catch-22 here for the deep state and for these rhinos?
Well, listen, I'll start off by saying the only reason they're trying to indict him and come after him so hard is because they actually fear him. They're not doing this to DeSantis because they don't actually fear him. They know he could be controlled. They know he could be bossed around. And they know ultimately he has no shot of winning. So I think the line of attacks that they're using against Trump are probably one of the biggest reasons to actually support him. But look, I think this is the line of thinking and the messaging that you just said that convinced DeSantis to actually run. I think they were actually high on their own supply. They truly believe that these indictments and these phony politicized prosecutions and persecutions of the president were actually going to amount to something and actually knock him out. But we know he's Teflon Don for a reason. He's been fighting this kind of fight going back to 2015 when he came down the escalator. So he's been battle tested. DeSantis hasn't. And ultimately, these indictments are actually counterproductive to the deep state. And I think they're slowly starting to realize this because his popularity only surges. He's being viewed as a martyr in many cases. And ultimately, this is not going to stop him. And the donor class has been against Trump for a while now. And the donor class is completely out of touch and frankly pretty clueless about what's actually going on in the American body politic. And their support of DeSantis just shows how out of touch they are. And we know that donor money plateaus at a certain point. Money isn't everything. Trump has been outspent repeatedly. Many great America First candidates have been outspent repeatedly, and they still come out on top. The fact of the matter is, we've seen this before. It's a rerun of Jeb. It's a rerun of all the establishmentarian candidates they've thrown against not only Trump, but his broader movement. And DeSantis is going to fail in the same way they all fail. They haven't changed their strategy. They haven't changed their tactics. They've learned nothing. So we should be happy that our enemies are this dumb. But look, I do agree more indictments are coming, probably Georgia, probably at the federal level. But this is even more reason we need to get him into office. And we need to make sure that we win this fight, because it's going to show that the systems are designed to prevent an outsider from coming back. The systems are being weaponized against us, and we need to clean house. We need to drain the swamp. And we're not going to do that with a guy whose mascot is a swamp creature.
So the stakes are not, they couldn't be higher. I mean, if Trump gets the nomination, which I expect that he will, he's going to be running. And if he wins, he pardons himself. If he loses, he goes to jail. I mean, this country is going to be a powder keg. The state, we've never seen, I know they always say this, we've never, you know, never seen an election like this, but we truly have never seen an election like we're about to see, like we're about to witness. If he wins, great. And let's hope that he actually fights the deep state and well, you know, continues to fight the deep state and actually destroy the deep state. But if he loses, it's not going to be good for him, is it?
Yeah, it's definitely a tough situation. He's in the fight of his life in many ways, and I think it's going to give him more fire and coming back into office with a vengeance. I'm looking forward to that. I think he learned a lot from the first term. I think he's going to emerge as a stronger figure politically and electorally moving forward. But yeah, I mean, look, the deck is stacked against him, and we are in unprecedented times. I don't think we've ever had an incumbent versus incumbent election before since Grover Cleveland, who was, I think, the only president who served two non-consecutive terms. So we really have to go back very, very far in our history, the late 1800s, to really find something similar. But even then, the country was not nearly as divided and on edge as it is now. And the fact that we are even talking about a president being thrown in jail and being prosecuted and being dragged around in handcuffs just shows the state of decay in our republic. And this just goes to show we need to take back power. We need to clean house. We need to return some semblance of normalcy to our nation, because right now we're living in anything but normal times. And we're not going to get back to that with a average run-of-the-mill standard politician like Ron DeSantis. We are going to get back to that state with a true fighter, with a crusader, with someone who's shifted the Overton window before, with someone who's actually on the cutting edge of what's happening in this country and in the world at large. And that man is Donald J. Trump. And for that reason, I am very confident he's going to not only win the general, but of course the primary. And we should have an American national renewal. But we have to be vigilant, and we can't rest on our laurels, because we've seen what they've done in the past, 2020 being the prime example.
Well, so yeah, last question, playing devil's advocate here. Why does any of this matter if we don't have, because many of us believe that we have not addressed the election integrity problems that were apparent, right? And so if somebody like you, who is an activist, who is involved in politics, and again, the head of the Young Republicans in New York, what do you say to people that kind of have that black pill? It's what it is. It's a black pill mentality. What's the point if we haven't fixed what we all saw before our very eyes in 2020?
Listen, we have had a history of this type of, you know, election manipulation throughout our history. You know, you have Tammany Hall, you have the stolen election of Tilden in the 1870s. There's always been a margin of fraud. There's always been a margin of fraud, particularly out of big cities and some of these corrupt political machines. What we saw, we can say he lost by around 40,000 or so votes across three states. That is not an insurmountable number to overcome, especially considering the odds. We had a color revolution. We had the summer of love. We had a worldwide pandemic of unheard of proportions. Everything was stacked against him in 2020, and he still just barely lost. We're talking about 40,000 votes. Since then, we've become aware and cognizant of these tactics, of what's been happening. There has been some legislative and legal wins across the country. But I think the general awareness of these tactics and the fact that we are now looking at polling where he's never been at before. He never polled this high on the aggregate in 2016 or in 2020. He is polling with a national popular vote vote win in the 5, 6, 7 percentage points. You can only engage in the type of theft we saw in 2020 when things are close, when things are narrow, when it's on the margins. If you're talking about such a sweeping national popular vote lead, it's going to become increasingly difficult to engage in these types of tactics and the amount of states they'll need to engage in. And we can also remember that he doesn't even have to win the popular vote to win back the presidency. He didn't do that in 2016. So even if the polls were, say, down 1, 2, 3 points, he could still theoretically win, given the math, given the map. So there's a lot of reasons to be hopeful. I am an advocate for using the left's ideologically neutral tactics against them, ballot harvesting, mail-ins, etc. We have to beat them at the with the rules of the game, and then we can change the rules once we're in power. But if we simply whine about it and wait for it to be changed by, you know, some miracle, we're obviously always going to be on the back foot. But there's a lot of reason to be hopeful. Nihilism is their best weapon. If we think we've already lost, then the fight is over. So I'm excited. I think we have a lot of things to look forward to, and the polling and all the trends seem to be working in our favor right now.
Gavin Wax, thank you so much for your insight. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Have a good one.
All righty, folks. That is all the time we have for this broadcast of the Stu Peters Show. And I hope everybody has great plans, has a blessed Memorial Day weekend. And remember that greater love hath no man than he that laid down his life for his friends. So as we celebrate Memorial Day, let's remember those brave soldiers who gave their lives so that we could have freedom. My name is Paul Harrell. Thank you, Stu, for letting me guest host. And everyone, have a great weekend.
If you have a child and that child has a diagnosis of ADHD, you've gone to the doctor and they are suggesting neurotoxins like Adderall and Ritalin and methylphenidate and clonidine because they are whores for big pharma and because they are poison pushers and fake doctors, please try something else before you destroy your kid's life potentially with all of the documented irreversible long-term side effects associated with all of the aforementioned. Please try CBD, and please use the family-owned business that we do business with here. All the hemp is grown right here in my home state of Minnesota. Everything can be sourced. You're not going to get any poisons or toxic crap in your CBD like you will if you go to the corner store, which sells all of this BS from China. Go to Curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L, Curable.com. Family-owned business, all the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. So many other benefits to Curable, which you can find on their website. Plus, if you like THC products, they have them as well. Go to Curable.com. Use promo code STU for 20% off site-wide when you go to Curable.com. Filtersuck.com is the leading manufacturer in filterless air purification systems, whether you're dealing with pollen or mold or dust, shedding from your pet, or vaccinated neighbors' mRNA spike protein shedding. Filtersuck.com has solutions for every scenario, at home, at work, or on the go. Breathe with confidence. Don't let your air suck. Rest well knowing that your home is protected 24/7, so now you can get a unit for your home or a portable unit for on-the-go travel. That's Filtersuck.com. Use promo code STU for 10% off when you go to Filtersuck.com.
For healthcare you can trust, go to heroicdoctors.com and connect with the trusted and unbiased doctors of the Wellness Company. This is the future of medical care. Access to top-flight healthcare from anywhere by visiting heroicdoctors.com and the Wellness Company. You get uncensored content, virtual appointments with trusted medical professionals, doctors who aren't scared to follow protocols that keep you healthy, a real pharmacy that will fill your prescriptions, exclusive treatment packages, vaccine exemption letters, world-class supplements, healthcare products, and so much more. The last few years have proven just how broken our healthcare system is. Access to real medicine shouldn't be dictated by who you know or where you live. Break the power of Big Pharma and keep you and your family safe. Go to heroicdoctors.com and join today.
Here's some news for gun owners that you may not know. Millions of concealed carrying gun owners have made a huge mistake with their holster. Sadly, their holster is so uncomfortable that they just stopped using it altogether, meaning that their quest to defend themselves or others fails at the start. That's why Vanish Holsters is quickly becoming one of the most popular holsters in America. Thousands of customers say it's the most comfortable holster that they've ever used. And when you get one, you'll never stop carrying. This holster also saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns, works without a tactical belt, lets you carry in multiple positions, and carries 2 fully loaded magazines. And best of all, is that because you are a supporter of this show, you can get it for $50 off. Just go to vnsh.com/stu, vnsh.com/stu, to see if your gun will work with one of these Vanish holsters and activate your discount today. Normally $130, you'll get a steal of a show for the Stu Peters Show supporters. Go to vnsh.com/stew today to claim your $50 discount on Vanish Holsters.